Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. We've got a great, great show for you today. We have been breaking stories every few hours on the storylines, the narratives of January 6th that the Democrats, the mainstream media, the police bureaucracy doesn't want you to know. These are facts. They're documents. Contemporaneous documents, the official files of the United States Capitol Police on what really happened on January 6th. And over the last few days, we've given you the internal after-action report where the Capitol Police faulted itself for 53 significant intelligence and security failures, many of those previously not known to us, like the disbanding of the Open Source Intelligence Unit that kept police blind about some of the political threats on social media, like the doors that didn't lock, the elevator that wasn't secured that went to a very secure or sensitive part of the United States Capitol, the intelligence that came in from the FBI but wasn't shared even to the police chief of the United States Capitol Police, and certainly not to the commanders and rank and file who are going to guard the building the next day, Kim's in the night of the 5th. It's kept out of the main operational plan, and officers are left flying. And then, of course, the problems with riot units, the civil disturbance units. We've talked all about that. Last night, we broke a very important story, and that is that the official Capitol Police timeline of every event, minute by minute, as it occurred for the weeks and days leading up to January 6th through the night of January 6th, the official, actual, this is what happened, no doubt about it, documented timeline reveals that President Trump's Pentagon, the Defense Department, first offered National Guard troops much earlier than we knew. January 2nd is the day, 2021, that the Pentagon DOD first calls the Capitol Police, Deputy Chief Sean Gallagher, and says, hey, you want to ask for some National Guard? Big event coming up. You want to have the backup? And within a few hours, the police department comes back and says, nah, we don't need it. We're okay. Now, that evolves and changes. And by the 4th of January, the chief of police, Gallagher's boss, Steve Sund, has decided, you know what? I think we probably, it's a good idea. There's a lot of late intelligence coming in. The rhetoric is heating up. The potential for violence is a little bit more real. I want those troops. I'm going to go to my bosses, this House and Senate Sergeant at Arms. And he's turned down. He is turned down for those troops. He then goes to the D.C. National Guard Army and says, hey, I'm not going to be able to get them in advance because I've been denied permission. But if something happens on January 6th, can you get me some people? And the National Guard guy says, yeah, maybe about 125. Obviously, not enough resources to put down a significant threat like what the Capitol riots proved to be that day. For a long time, there have been media reports and so-called truth watches saying it's not true that the National Guard was offered to the police. It's not true that the leadership turned it down. Well, it is true. We have the timeline. I put all these documents there for you to see. And this show, we're going to talk to two people who have intimate, direct, and detailed knowledge of what really happened, why the security failed so miserably on January 6th from a police department that gets $600 million a year in funding to just protect the 1 mile kind of swath of Washington. And again, this is not to demean any of the officers, many of them who were attacked and injured on January 6th by people who were stupid and criminal and deserved to be punished. It's not to score political points. It's to tell people there are unresolved security issues that are being swept under the rug. And we're not, as Congressman Rodney Davis, the top Republican on the House Administration Committee, recently said, we're not any better in a security posture than we were on January 5th, 2021. That's a failure of leadership. And we're going to talk to Congressman Davis right in a few minutes. He's going to join us with an update. He has some breaking news. He's put out some evidence preservation letters a little bit ago. That's getting a lot of attention. He's going to be here to explain what that's about. And we're going to talk about another big development in a second, a secret tip-off that an aide to Senator Schumer got that didn't go not even to the rest of the police, Capitol Police, to the police chief, to other senators. And it came in from the FBI. A certain police official moved it to Senator Schumer, but not anywhere else. We're going to talk about that with Congressman Davis. He knows a lot about that. That's a big new revelation. And it reminds us that these January 6th committee hearings, which we're going to see tonight on primetime television, have been constructed in such a way that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi don't have to answer. What do they know? Why did you get this warning, Chuck Schumer's staff? We don't know, but we're going to find out soon. All right. And then after Congressman Davis, we've got Cash Patel, our good friend. He was the chief of staff to the defense secretary and the man who ensured that President Trump authorized 20,000 National Guard troops to be available to the Capitol Police. They were turned down, not once, not twice, but multiple times. In fact, there's a letter that we put up last night on justthenews.com where D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says, hey, don't even think about sending those troops. We don't need them. We don't want them. Our D.C. police will be able to handle this. Well, boy, that turned out to be a wrong prediction, didn't it? Well, we're going to talk to Cash Patel, lock in the timeline and the storyline of exactly how the Pentagon did, in fact, really offer the troops and got turned down. How do we know this? The official police files of the Capitol Police confirm this offer was made as early as January 2nd, four full days before the tragedy unfolded on Capitol Hill in the United States Capitol, one of the most important institutions of our democracy. So back to back, Congressman Rodney Davis, Cash Patel, we're going to give you firsthand knowledge from people who've been investigating and on the front lines of those very important days. Now, before we get to that, I just want to tell you about one little thing that we have. We got many hundreds of pages of Capitol Police documents in the last few weeks. And as we go through them and we learn about them, we continue to find very important moments where choices were made that might have been very fateful. One of those is around 9:40 p.m. on the night of January 5th, 2021, just about 12 to 15 hours before the violence started at the U.S. Capitol during the certification of the November 2020 election. And during that, there is an email that or a series of informations that come in from the FBI warning about increased chatter of violence, targeting of members of Congress, the possibility of storming the Capitol, and then some very hot rhetoric, social media coming in from an FBI intelligence report. It gets to the deputy police chief of the Capitol Police, a guy named Sean Gallagher, and he gets it according to the Senate investigation, the Capitol Police investigation. This intelligence isn't distilled to the rest of the commanders. In fact, it doesn't even go to Chief Sun. It doesn't go down to the commanders in rank and file. Kind of stays in this deputy chief realm. But we have a new person who ends up getting tipped off to this information. No, it's not the riot squad commanders, not the intelligence directors. It is an aide in the Senate side, in the Senate sergeant at arms, a woman named Kelly Fader, who has long been associated with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. She gets tipped off by the deputy police chief to information intelligence about threats in the Capitol tunnels, the tunnels that the lawmakers, senators use to go back and forth from their offices to the Capitol, that those may be targeted by bad intent people on January 6th. So this heads up goes to the Schumer folks, but it doesn't go to the police. Doesn't seem to go anywhere else. A lot of questions. This is a newly surfaced document. We're going to talk to Congressman Rodney Davis and Cash Patel about that in just a few minutes. Another scoopy thing. We'll have this document up on the website tonight on justthenews.com. I'm planning to talk about it with Sean Hannity as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, first up, Congressman Rodney Davis, followed by my good friend Cash Patel. We're going to get into the real truth about the security failures of January 6th, 2021, right after this commercial break. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. Our next guest has spent more time than anybody I know in Congress diving into the real facts, the real evidence, the real documentation of what really happened on January 6th. He has been focused on Capitol security for years. He was one of the first people to highlight all the way back in 17 and 18 that maybe the Capitol Police needed to do a little bit more work on equipment, planning, intelligence. All of that was born true on the morning and afternoon of January 6, 2021. Joining us right now, Congressman Rodney Davis, the ranking Republican on the House Administration Committee. Congressman, great to have you back on the show.
Oh, it's great to be back on, John. Thank you.
You have done more than anyone. I look back at these 2018 and 2017 hearings you had when you were chairman, then when you were the ranking member in 19, asking the right questions. Are we prepared? Do we have the equipment? Is intelligence right? You're talking to the unions. They're providing information that maybe the department wasn't as strong and good as people thought it. Nothing happens on Nancy Pelosi. Then January 6th happens, and we see all of the failures you were warning about play out in real time. How frustrating is it to know that you were highlighting this and the powers that be couldn't fix it?
It is very frustrating. You know, remember, I took over as a ranking member of the House Administration Committee when the Democrats took over the majority. And we've been fighting this Democratic majority led by Speaker Pelosi to have more transparency in the security apparatus in and around the Capitol complex. I couldn't get them to call a bill that I introduced that you mentioned that would have addressed many of the frontline officers' concerns. And that is, in my opinion, that is a contributing factor to why the Capitol was so unprepared on January 6th. And frankly, John, unfortunately, I don't see Speaker Pelosi, who's leading all security decisions here in the Capitol complex, I don't see them being at a point where they can successfully say they fixed some of those deficiencies that I've been calling for years.
Yeah, and to you, this isn't a political issue. This is a bipartisan issue, right? This is the people's capital. Both parties, both members, both staffers are at risk if the security isn't A1. Why has this become so politicized by the Democrats?
I really would like to know the answer to that question, because when we were in the majority as Republicans, I was on the House Administration Committee, right, and it was the epitome of bipartisanship. If there was a problem that was identified by Capitol Police officers, we would have worked together to fix it. But when the Democrats took over, it was 100% about politics and partisanship. And that's led to the polarization of this institution to levels I haven't seen in my time here. But in the end, I think the Democrats' failure to address security is the untold story of post-January 6th. And that's a story I'm going to tell when we take the majority. I'm going to make sure that the voices of the officers on the front line are heard. I'm going to make sure that the leadership of the Capitol Police and intel failures that have been identified in Senate investigations and others long before this primetime sham event that's going to happen tonight, that those allegations and those facts are put out to the American people once again.
Yeah, and you took a big step today to make sure that if you are in control and power in 2023, that the evidence is preserved so you can get an honest airing of this. Tell us what you did today with these letters.
Well, we have uncovered evidence because when Republicans were in charge, we made sure that the House of Representatives' expenses were reported in a transparent, searchable, sortable manner for everybody in America to see. We've uncovered evidence that the Select Committee has violated House rules when it comes to making financial decisions within that Select Committee's jurisdiction. So I sent a preservation letter to Chairman Benny Thompson of the sham Select Committee that I voted against the creation of.
Right.
And we sent that letter to Benny to say, you have to preserve all communications, all documents, all to-do lists, everything related to January 6th, because we've found clear violations of House rules. And as the chairman, when Republicans take over the House after November, as the chairman of the House Administration Committee, I will use my oversight responsibility to open an investigation into the Select Committee's clear violation of House rules. And we will get to the bottom of those violations for the American people.
Yeah, so important. And it's important to preserve that evidence, freeze it in time so that there can be an honest airing when you guys do their investigation.
It really is. And frankly, if they don't follow those rules, I am not afraid to make criminal referrals.
Wow.
If that preservation order is not abided by.
That's important. Putting them on notice, letting them know you're serious about this is so important. You have done such a great job in explaining the failures of the Capitol Police. And yeah, not the men and women on the front lines, because you've been championing them for years. But the leadership, there seem to be these almost Keystone Cop moments. You look at the official timeline that's put together, the after-action report that the police did on itself, and you see that intelligence coming in, it doesn't get disseminated to the right people. There's not doors that are locking. There are elevators to secure areas that are unsecured on the day of January 6th. And then the dissembling of the open-source social media monitoring intelligence unit. How does a department with so many resources, $600 million a year in resources, and such an important mission, protecting one of the great institutions of democracy, how did it get this far astray?
It's clearly a lack of leadership, coupled with the fact that they're governed by a Capitol Police Board, which is made up of political appointees and the architect of the Capitol. That has to change. We need to change the structure of governance of security operations here in the House, and we'll do that in a Republican majority. But in the end, I got to give you credit too, John. You're the only one talking about this after-action report that the Capitol Police did on their own inaction leading up to January 6th. And this is so important because it identifies, as you said, they took away the tools necessary for their intelligence analysts to do their job and identify that there were concerns about the Capitol being under attack. But there's some bad leadership within the Capitol Police right now. And we've seen evidence through this report and evidence through other open source materials that clearly show politics was a driving force in making the terrible security decisions leading up to January 6th. They closed intel. They closed down intel opportunities. But they also, what they also did is they just did not relay the very delicate intel information to the policymakers who could adequately address this prior to January 6th. John, I got a security briefing from Deputy Chief Sean Gallagher on January 5th because of my position
right
as the ranking member on House Administration. And trust me, they did not give me any impression that I would experience what I saw the next day on January 6th. But we now know through bipartisan investigations that were done in the Senate that the Capitol Police had intelligence that they should have shared with me and everyone who's a policymaker that the Capitol could be the target the next day. They failed, and I'm going to hold them accountable when we're in the majority.
Yeah, such an important thing. And I forgot that you were one of the people who did get that briefing. Clearly, they didn't tell you what they knew. And you mentioned this Deputy Chief Sean Gallagher. We're going to make public tonight a new email in which Deputy Chief Gallagher, about 9:20 in the evening of January 5th, so well before the violence started the next morning, next day, takes some of this FBI warning intelligence. In fact, something very specific that had come in from the FBI that day, which is that these protesters, some of the bad people that ended up acting out, might be targeting the tunnels where senators walk to and fro the Capitol, and sends it to one person. This sends it to an aide very close to Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, a woman named Kelly Fado. The idea that the Schumer team, that the Senate Sergeant at Arms got a tip off, and that you didn't get this, the police didn't get this. I mean, the people down from Sean Gallagher doesn't get this. How big a mistake is that to think that it went to selective people and not to others?
Well, keep in mind, what we uncovered based on the bipartisan investigation run by the Senate Rules Committee during 2020, this information wasn't even relayed to the Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund at the time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So this, unfortunately, this is something that has to be looked into. But yes, we've seen that email that you're talking about, and it looks to me like Deputy Chief Gallagher only notified a political appointee of Chuck Schumer with this very, very delicate, important information that needed to get out to everyone. There's a lot of talk, and there were questions today when I was at the press conference with Kevin McCarthy, leading, you know, in regards to the sham public hearing we're going to see tonight out of the Select Committee, where reporters tried to blame Mitch McConnell. Well, this is clear evidence that there was direct communication with Chuck Schumer's office rather than Mitch McConnell's office. Deputy Chief Gallagher should have had every single person who is part of the oversight of the Capitol Police on this email. He chose only a staffer who is appointed by Chuck Schumer. These are questions that have to be answered. My staff director should have been notified. He was with me that evening, so I know he wasn't notified. Mitch McConnell's staffer should have been notified. Those, if they wanted true bipartisan efforts in securing the Capitol, we need to have much different actions than what we're witnessing right here with this email.
Yeah, it's so important. And you talk about the politics. I think that's the problem. This January 6th commission has been constructed to make sure we don't get the answers. Like, why did this go to Senator Schumer's team and not someone else? They've kept the ability of the American people to learn really valuable things. And again, this isn't about scoring political points. It's about making sure the next time something bad happens at the Capitol, we're better prepared. You're going to run a very different investigation if you get the flight stick next year, right?
Absolutely. Look, we want to make this Capitol safer. It shouldn't be a Republican or a Democrat way of doing it. So there's a right way and a wrong way. And the Democrats who lead this House, and frankly, some of those they work with within the Capitol Police Board and within the security apparatus, are putting politics above the people of the United States of America and above the very brave men and women in the Capitol Police. My goal is going to be to uncover and get to the bottom of why this Select Committee is violating House rules. My goal is to make sure that we get the personnel to answer why politics played such an important role in optics leading up to and on and after January 6th. And my goal is to make sure we have an agency in the Capitol Police that is governed by people on the Capitol Police Board that will put the safety of everyone in this Capitol complex above the politics of this Capitol complex. The American people deserve that. Our men and women in the Capitol Police deserve that, and I'm going to fight to make sure that happens.
Yeah, that's the way things used to work in this town, but it seems it's gotten so partisan the last few years and to the detriment of security. It's just remarkable. I want to go to one last topic because I know you know more than anyone. There are actual fact checks out in the news media space saying, oh, there's no truth to the idea that the National Guard was offered to the Capitol Police and the Capitol Police and the Democratic leadership of Congress turned it down. You've seen all the documents, including the timeline that we talked about earlier. Any doubt in your mind that the National Guard was offered once or more times to the Capitol Police and it was turned down?
Oh, it's 100% factually backed up by evidence that on Saturday, January 2nd, Trump's DOD asked the Capitol Police if they needed National Guard support. President Trump's own Department of Defense asked if they needed National Guard support on January 2nd, and the Capitol Police and the Capitol Police Board said no. We also know that Capitol Police Chief at the time, Steve Sun, wanted the National Guard. He requested the National Guard, but was turned down by the political appointees who served on the Capitol Police Board, the House Sergeant at Arms leading that debate, and it was refused because of optics. And the former House Sergeant at Arms didn't make a decision, and we know this through evidence too. He did not make a decision without running it through Speaker Pelosi's own political appointees when it came to decisions to secure the Capitol before, during, and after January 6th. The path that needs to be changed to fix the security posture of the Capitol complex goes right through Speaker Pelosi's office. We've got to get her out of control as the Speaker of the House, and we will begin to make this place operate the way it should, John.
Yeah, it's so important. It's not hard to do, right? It's common sense, and it just seems like it's become so hard because partisan politics are getting in the way of things that should stay above politics. Tonight, we're going to have a television production. I can't imagine the 9/11 Commission needed a Hollywood producer to tell its story because it wasn't about telling a story. It was about trying to fix things for America. This group seems to be more interested in the narrative. Is there anything you'll be watching for, or is this not worth even watching tonight?
Well, I was asked during the press conference, everyone was, to raise their hand if they're going to watch. I actually think I'm going to be in the air at that time going back home. So
you're spared from it.
Yeah, I will probably try to maybe listen on the radio if I'm driving back from the airport when it's being televised, but I actually don't think I'll be home in time to be able to see any of it. How long is it supposed to be again?
Yeah, I think a couple hours, as I understand. So, yeah, and who knows how it will really end. It's one of these moments that I'm not sure. I think Americans are a lot more worried about inflation, so we'll see how they tune in tonight. Sir, it's always an honor to have you on. You're doing such important work, and you've always been an honest broker. I think when you look at how you handle things in the 17, 18 hearings, you are just trying to work with everybody to make sure we have the best police department. I know people are excited to see you get back in charge maybe next year and fix the things that are sitting here glaring as real problems.
Well, thank you, John. And I appreciate you reporting on the facts and the evidence that no one else is reporting on when it comes to how do we fix the security apparatus of the Capitol. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And to your team.
Great. Appreciate that very much. Thanks again. And we'll be in touch soon. I know a lot more on this issue coming down the pike.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.
You, sir. Have a great day. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Kash Patel, a man who was on the front lines of the decision to ask for the National Guard and offer it to the Capitol Police, he's going to come in next right after this. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We've got a few minutes with our good friend Kash Patel. He has the firsthand knowledge of what really happened on January 6th. It was his work, along with Defense Secretary Chris Miller, that arranged for those National Guard troops to be available to the Capitol. The Democrats turned them down. Kash, tonight we're going to hear a whole story about how Donald Trump could have prevented this, might have fomented it. You know for certain that the Pentagon and Donald Trump authorized sending troops to the Capitol, didn't you?
Yep, you're right, John. And thanks to your great investigative reporting, all the documents are finally starting to come out. When I testified before the January 6th committee, I asked them if they were interested in facts about the authorization for National Guard up to 20,000 by the president days before January 6th. And they were not interested in that narrative because it was the facts and the truth. They were interested in any fake information that would make it look like Donald Trump fomented or started the riot. We could have secured the area. We also have documentation now that shows from Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police, and Mayor Bowser, in writing, refusing the National Guard that was offered to them days before January 6th. Not the evening before, not one day before, two, three, four, five, six, 7 days before. And that's the information that you so courageously found and are putting out. And I think America should know all of that. Those are the hard facts.
Yeah, when you look at that Bowser letter, we've got this. Basically, Pentagon, stay out of this. We don't need you. We got this covered. We got the best police department, blah, yada, yada. Boy, did they have that wrong. When you look at that arrogance now, how fateful a decision. So let me work through the timeline just to make sure people understand this. So it looks like January 2nd, according to the police files, the first offer comes in from the DOD. On or around January 4th is when you guys do a second effort to the Capitol Police saying, hey, would you like to have troops? Is that right? Is it the 4th that that's going on?
Yeah, I think Monday, January 4th is when we are in the Oval Office of the President, the SecDef, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, myself, and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And we were talking about some sensitive national security matters, which is why it was memorable. But we also talked Jan 6th, and that's when the President gave the what's required by law, step one, the authorization unequivocally for up to 20,000. We went back to the Capitol Police and the Sergeant at Arms who runs the Capitol Police, and they both said no. They report to Nancy Pelosi. Someone should ask Nancy Pelosi why she did not allow us to stage and secure the perimeter. They wanted a political narrative, and now they are running on a false political narrative because that's all they have left.
That's remarkable. And any doubt, 20,000 troops is a significant force. Nothing would have happened on January 6th like it happened had this force been deployed. Do you feel confident in saying that?
100%. And even putting that aside, they could have put up the no-climb fence. They chose not to do that. These are moves they intentionally decided against, which could have easily helped safeguard the perimeter. And they could have had law enforcement there, the FBI's failure on that day to show up and put armed law enforcement personnel, which is it's their responsibility to do so.
Right.
They didn't do that either. So many measures could have occurred, and they know what to ask for, and they could do it. They know how to do it when they want to. They just failed to do so.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the idea of optics, when you see the word optics, and this is never about optics, it's about security. That's what should have been done. I'll go to one thing that you and I have had a chance to look at. It's a document we're going to make public tonight on Hannity's show, Sean Hannity's show. Mm-hmm. But the night of the 5th, when the FBI warnings start coming in that, hey, maybe there are some people talking about doing some bad things, and there's two specific things the FBI said. They're probably going to storm the Capitol. They might target certain members of Congress. That comes in. There's an additional warning about the tunnels might be targeted. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, no one in the Capitol Police Department gets that except a deputy chief. He doesn't share it to his commanders, doesn't share it with his boss, the chief. He sends it to an aide to Senator Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
The idea, the priority's all wrong here, right? Shouldn't the police been the ones that got that?
Yeah, no, you're right. Look, this is another example of intentional failure to share intelligence based from our law enforcement community, which is their job to secure the Capitol. They had a verified threat against the Capitol that they knew was going to come down. They stovepiped it, and they selectively gave it to Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck Schumer should be asking questions. Why was his office receiving intelligence, and why was that not going to everybody else? And why, more importantly, didn't the head of the Senate, responsible for the Sergeant-at-Arms, act on it and authorize and request National Guard's men and women? They knew about it. They didn't want the security. They wanted to make it a political issue for Donald Trump. And that's what they continue to do by perpetuating a false narrative.
Yeah, amazing. Just amazing. I know how busy you are and on the road all the time, Cash. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to make sense of this. This is such important stuff. You were right all along on this, and now the documentation is coming out to prove it.
No, thanks, John, and I appreciate it. Sorry we're on the road here, but I'll see you tonight on Hannity. We'll have some fun.
It's a great honor to be with you. Have a safe trip.
Thanks, bye.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, a lot we covered today. We broke some news. We got some very powerful interviews. I'm still thinking about what Congressman Rodney Davis said about the dangers of politicizing something that should be as simple and sacred as Capitol security. A really important set of thoughts by him, and the breaking news of him sending out preservation letters. They're on top of something big there. Keep an eye on that. That's going to be fun. All right, before we go, we always love every day to try to give you a special offer from one of our partners, and we've got a great one. We've got a brand new sponsor, The Wine Enthusiast. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selections of wine coolers for every drinker, every budget, and every size collection from 6 to 600 bottles. Boy, I'd like to have a 600-bottle collection. That sounds pretty cool. Now, they also have expert wine storage consultants available via phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs at home or where your office, wherever you're going to build out your wine cooler. Wine Enthusiast is the premier destination for the wine lifestyle, offering an incredible selection of unique wine accessories, glassware, furniture, wine, storage, gifts, and so much more. By the way, it's coming up on Father's Day. There's some good gifts here you can find. How do you do that? Well, you go to wineenthusiast.com or you text the word John, J-O-H-N, you know, my first name, to 511-511. Either way, you're going to get extraordinary opportunities to buy personalized wine, whiskey, bar, and cigar gifts, and you're going to get special discounts specifically because you're a member of the Just the News, John Solomon Reports family. So if you want to get started on this right now, pick up your phone, text the word John, J-O-H-N, to 511-511 today to see for yourself what is available at our great new partners at Wine Enthusiasts. Now, you can also visit wineenthusiast.com. That's another easy way to go there. Certain exclusions may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Text stop to opt out. But you know what? This is a worthwhile endeavor. Go check it out. Great partners, great products, and perfect gifts for Dad on Father's Day coming up around the corner. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. We'll be back tomorrow with more exclusive reporting, big interviews. Until then, check us out tonight. We're going to have some new exclusive story, including that story about the deputy police chief memo to the folks in the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, notifying them about a warning the FBI gave that the rest of the police, the rest of the Capitol, didn't get. Why was Chuck Schumer's people getting a tip-off that others didn't get? We're going to answer that question later on. Check out the site tonight. You'll have all the documents right in front of you. All right, folks, we'll be back. Have another great night. We'll be back tomorrow with another great edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you for listening. God bless and good night.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.